There was a Conservative MP up until 1964, a good man, called Martin Madden.
He was very good, actually.
He was a good man, and he was replaced by Shirley Williams, who was MP from 1964 to 79. And then there were two Conservatives, and then Barbara Follett, who now lives, well, then and now, lives in Nebworth, and then she didn't stand last time in 2010 and was replaced by the current Conservative, Mr. McPartland. The interesting thing is that even though the town elects Conservative MPs, it never seems very enthusiastic. I think it's really quite happy with the council, because the council's always been...
You better touch wood.
Better touch wood.
I'm not so sure about this year.
..is fairly progressive and has tried to do good things. You know, you always get somebody complaining. I can remember rows about things in public, you know. But it's supported progressive ideas. For example, a prime example, of course, is the Valley Park, the park in the valley, which that's one of the issues that the corporation had a row with the borough council about, because the corporation wanted to build a road, not through the valley, but along the edge of it. I can't remember the number of the road. I think it was called Road 9, I think. And the borough council campaigned against it, and so did ordinary citizens. It was a, I don't know, Save the Valley campaign or something. And they were right, you know, and the valley was turned into something good, and it is good. And it's been a great success. So I think people really, they may grumble, but I think fundamentally they think the borough council has done and is doing a reasonably good job.